Yikes! And here comes another Outside the Box. Today's topic is What the Unhoused Say. In Bangor, where I live, the presence of unhoused people is unmistakable. Many are downtown during the day with shopping carts or other large bags of belongings, since there's no other place for them to keep their stuff. For a while, many were in Pierce Park next to the library. Sadly, the Bangor City Council said they could not stay there, but did not offer any other location for people to stay where they would not be removed sooner or later. In the past few weeks, the council established a 9-person advisory committee on homelessness as a step toward addressing the issue with some sort of long-term plan. But the nature of that plan seems fuzzy at best. The committee includes 3 people who have been unhoused themselves and includes representatives of business, nonprofit organizations such as mental health and health care, a librarian, social workers, and housing specialists. As is often the case, those who are most impacted by a plan or a policy, in this case, people not being able to live in permanent, stable housing, are not well represented on a committee created to address especially their situations and needs. None of the 9 are likely to be currently unhoused. This does not happen with the needs of wealthy people, for example, who are generally taken care of well by legislators and policymakers, many of whom are also wealthy. There is greater recognition that the needs of women, people of color, LGBTQIA people, youth, those with disabilities, and any group with a specific identity need to be taken care of by others with that identity and experience. But it does not always happen. That's a shame, because those who share that identity or experience are most knowledgeable. They're the experts. They have first-hand knowledge, not second- or third-hand information from someone else. In the case of Bangor's Advisory Committee on Homelessness, the needs of local businesses, nonprofits, social service agencies, housing groups, and healthcare agencies are represented. But are there enough who primarily represent those who are unhoused, who would be those most impacted by any policy changes or plans? I don't think so. Even those 3 are not likely unhoused now and may have other allegiances or priorities. What do the unhoused say about homelessness? Bangor Daily News reporter Annie Rupertus asked some of them and then wrote an article on January 21st, 2026, titled 8 Ideas to Solve Bangor's Homelessness Crisis from the People Living It. Among their suggestions through interviews with over a dozen people were more support for those moving into permanent housing. Giving a person a housing voucher is not enough. More apartment owners who will take vouchers, so someone having a voucher can take advantage of having it. More dorm-style housing, which can work temporarily for some people, especially in winter. More mobile homes in parks that someone can move into immediately and where land rent is not out of sight. Minivans, which could provide both transportation and a living space. 1 or more sanctioned encampments, where those in the camp would not have to worry about being kicked out or losing their belongings. Camp Hope, behind Hope House, near UMaine Bangor, was such a place. More usage of abandoned spaces for housing or an encampment, and another shelter like the Bangor Shelter. affordable hotel or motel rooms available to unhoused people. More jobs, especially ones that pay a living wage so a person could afford a higher rent. And respecting, not writing off, those who are unhoused. Will Bangor's Advisory Committee on Homelessness pay attention to these suggestions? We'll see. If you have the opportunity to help provide needs for individuals whose identity you do not share, you should make sure those individuals are well represented in any group or committee you are part of. If the group is short of those whom it claims to help, you can either leave the group or work to ensure that the beneficiary group is well represented. What do you think may be a solution to homelessness? I'm Larry Danziger, urging that a lot more affordable housing also be built everywhere.